Hey there, guys and ghouls.
Here, tuned in to broadcast from the Belfry. A.
Bring your own spaghetti.
Yep. One of those podcasts.
Yeah.
For the morbidly curious. Bring some spaghetti right now.
Exactly. My name's Sanjay. Sitting next to me is Georgia, who did not bring her own spaghetti.
Nope.
How are you today? How are you today? Big words.
Hungry.
Yeah, me too. That's why I brought my own spaghetti.
Well, I just got off work.
That's fair. No, I like haven't eaten all day, and I drank coffee, and I thought I was fine, and then I was like, "You ever like?" So one of my friends is allergic to coconut. I think it's like coconut or soy. In a common binding agent in chocolate bars is whatever one she's allergic to. So we were talking one day, and she's like,
"I think soy."
Yeah, and she's like, "Don't." Man, I could really go for some chocolate right now. Like, you know when chocolate's really good and, like, your throat closes up because your body's, like, so, like, excited. And everyone in the room is like, what? And she's like, yeah, you know, and it's like, your, like, body gets kind of tingly and your throat closes up. And we're like, that's an allergy. And she's like, what? And she's allergic to, yeah, just, like, fucking soy or something. So, I was like, man, I feel great right now, like, I got that, like, Nirvana lightheaded zoomy, and I'm like, no, I'm just hungry. I'm just dying, like, real-time dying.
That sounds great. I'm kind of annoyed now because Stuart 10 to 8, and I was like, so you're going to eat lunch or dinner there? Hint, hint, you should eat lunch there so you can have dinner together.
Yeah.
And I was like, so what do you want to do? And he just goes, I'm just not hungry. And I'm like, goddamn starving. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
I'm gonna eat more spaghetti when I go home too.
That's fair.
Nothing but spaghetti. What are we talking about today besides my pasta preferences?
Oh my god. Okay, well, it's March. It was like 60 degrees today. You know what that means?
Sky's out, thighs out.
It's almost spring break time.
That's what I said too.
Yep. Have you ever done spring break?
I did a spring break thing a few years ago. Like, I did volunteer work across Colorado, okay, working in schools.
That doesn't count.
Then no.
I meant, like, go
somewhere and take my
Myrtle
shirt off.
Myrtle Beach, yeah. Or whatever, yeah.
No, I've taken my shirt and or pants off a lot, but no one's ever wanted it to happen. Like, it's kind of just like, sir, please get out of this Chili's. And I'm like,
MTV was like, no, yeah. No, not you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you with the tiny nipples, please, like, get off the camera. And I'm like, who are you talking to? And it's always me. Every time.
Well, I've never done spring break either. I did volunteer work on spring break.
Yeah.
And that's how I ended up in Kansas. And then I'm still here. And that was...
like 10 years ago?
12 years ago?
Yep.
Yep.
That's how it... You don't think it'd be the way it is.
So, that's great.
Do you remember how you're old?
Yeah.
So I was talking to one of my managers today who's also old, and he was like, yeah, he was telling a story about a lady he used to work for. He's like, yeah, so I was bartending back in 03. What were you doing in 03, Sanjay? And I was like, did the calculations and was like, I was exiting second grade.
I was starting third grade.
And he goes, that's good for you. It's like, nice.
Yep. It's a great feeling.
But yeah, spring break. Woo!
Yeah. Well, for our listeners who maybe want to get wild this spring break and go somewhere, I've compiled a list. We haven't done lists for a while.
We haven't.
So I thought it was time we do a list. And, yeah, so if y'all want to go on spring break but you don't know where you want to go yet, stay tuned because, boy, do I have some ideas for you.
Capital ideas.
Yep. So I made a list of some of the weirdest islands you can visit. You're Sweet. Really gonna like the first ones, though.
Is one of them the McAfee Island?
No. What's that?
So do you know, like, McAfee Security?
Yeah.
So
I thought it was McAfee.
I don't know. It's one or the other.
Okay.
I one of us has an accent, and I'm not sure which one.
Mm-hmm.
So that guy, super stupid rich, right? Mm-hmm. There was a documentary that came out a while ago about his, like, sex island, and this is super not safe for work. Like, most of the stuff in this podcast isn't, but this is probably the grossest few sentences I've said in a while.
Sweet.
So he, he had this like weird sex island, and he would hire like women of the industry or like random women to like, sex workers to go to this island.
Ladies of the night.
Ladies of the night. There we go. To quote my mom, ladies of the night. And there
me and your mom are the same age.
Pretty much. There were these like hammocks that the ladies would like strip down and like lay in. And they had holes so the women could defecate through the hammock, and he would lay under them. And like that was this whole thing. Like he had this like elaborate paradise.
So it's not a sex island that most people would want to visit.
No, it's his personal sex island. Ooh. Where he gets pooped on. And yeah, they interviewed some of the women, and they were like, "Was it like weird or like were you scared?" And they're like, "No, he was super polite, super nice guy." Who just loves being dumped on. Like, that's his thing.
Huh.
So I'd like to add that to whatever list you're about to say.
Yep, that's a good addition. It also kind of reminds me of Archer when he becomes the Pirate King.
What season does that happen in? Had Pam gotten skinny yet?
No. It's either the beginning of season 3 or 4.
Okay, it's been a while. Shout out to Archer. And by that, it's John Benjamin. You're a gem.
Yeah, I haven't watched it for a while, and I think it's time to brush up again.
Same.
Anyway, so the first island we're going to talk about is Aoshima Island, which is in Japan. And it's one of several cat islands.
What?
There's just cats there. There are 15 to 20 people that live there. It's a fishing island, and it's only 1.6 kilometers long, but there are over 120 cats that they're not owned by anyone. They're all like street cats, but they're all fed by the residents, and they just have this designated feeding area, and I don't really know how it works. Maybe the residents all just like have a rotation, and they all just take turns to feed the street cats. Yeah, they were introduced to take care of a rodent problem, but nobody listened to Bob Barker, so none of them were spayed or neutered, and you know how cats kind of just explode, so that happened.
Yeah, this is a good list so far.
Yep.
I like it.
So, you can go visit, but it's not a tourist destination. There's, like, no hotels or anything, and no, like, tour ferries that go there or anything like that.
You can literally just show up, maybe buy some fish.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to, like, get in the way of the locals or interfere with, like, their daily lives, and you're not allowed to feed the cats. But you can go hang out with them. Then, also in Japan, there's a rabbit island.
Okay.
Some people say that the rabbits are descendants from ones that were test animals when the Japanese Imperial Army was testing chemical gas, like mustard gas and stuff like that, when they were at war with, I think it was China.
That's sad.
Yeah, but most sources say that those animals were all euthanized after the war.
Oh, that's also sad.
Yeah. And then other people say the more likely cause is that in the 70s, school class let out like 8 rabbits to freedom.
And this is what happens.
And there's no predator. Like, there aren't even cats or dogs on the island, and you're not allowed to hunt the rabbits, so they're just
breeding like rabbits.
Do what rabbits do.
Yep. Doing the bump bump.
Yep.
You know, that's what they call it on the island.
Yep.
Yep. Bump bump.
Although, it's really bad because researchers are finding that they have such an unsustainable population of rabbits that they've completely destroyed the island's ecosystem.
That sounds right. Yep. Yeah.
But they're so cute.
How does the little lady that swallowed a fly go? Like, they probably need to introduce coyotes or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then they'll just have a coyote problem?
Yeah.
And they'll be like the Midwest.
Who eats coyotes? Or who kills coyotes? Rednecks?
Yep.
Sweet. So then you're
rednecks take over Japan.
Redneck Island.
Hey, wait, what the fuck just happened? What did we do?
And then they're going to have to introduce, I don't know, like, I guess maybe Redneck Island would be a result of, like, a Natty Light, like, explosion.
Yep.
Or something, like, a couple, like, fighter pilots, like, cargo planes full of natural light beer that was going across the ocean fell, and they're like, we can't clean this up, and
we need people to come drink it all. Mm-hmm. And then they just, yeah, put on their trucker hats and...
I would actually do that.
Their cut-off flannels.
Yeah, if there was, like, an island, I was like, we'll fly you out here to drink all the beer that you just find in nature. That sounds great.
It probably has, like, rocks in it and stuff.
So?
All right, whatever.
Oh, did you hear? You can fly, like, anywhere in the world right now for, like, no money because of the coronavirus. You can get a, like, 4-day cruise for... $100 at the most.
I need to go to England.
Do
it's probably
right
still
now.
Really expensive to go
it's,
there, though.
It might not be.
It probably is.
You should look up flights for tomorrow night.
It's too cold for coronavirus in England. Anyway. Okay. So then there's Pot Cake Place, which is part of the Turks and Caicos. And you can go and hang out with rescued dogs while you just chill on an island vacation. Because of the island being isolated, it's basically become their own breed, which is like a mix of Lab Retriever, German Shepherd, and an English Fox Terrier. Mm. They're really cute, the little puppies. Mm. And they encourage tourists to go and hang out with them to socialize the puppies and get them used to being around people so they have a better chance of being adopted. And there's no shelter on the island, so the strays are at risk of, like, being poisoned or run over or starving or dying of worms because they're not treated. Mm-hmm. All kinds of stuff like that, which is really sad, but someone was just like, yep, we'll just take all these puppies and put them up for adoption and you can just come hang out with them. That's really cute.
So does that mean that if you want one of the puppies, you have to, like, fly them off of the island?
Yeah. I don't know how that would work.
Maybe there's, like, a ferry. Actually, and but it's just people from, like, nearby.
But if there are the Turks and Caicos part of the U.S. Virgin Islands? Because it probably wouldn't be that much of an issue in that case. Like,
I don't know. I think they are.
Customs-wise and stuff like that.
It's like one of my friends goes every year with her family, and I don't think she mentioned a passport.
Yeah.
I think they just do it. It's like going to Florida, but less shitty. Florida's okay. Sorry to, I guess, my one friend that lives in Florida.
Okay, and then finally, for the animal islands, there's Pig Beach in the Bahamas.
Dumb.
Named for the fact that it's an uninhabited island people-wise, but it's populated by a colony of feral pigs.
Are they, like, boars? Like, will they gut you? Or
no, they're, like, cute pink pigs.
Mm-hmm. There's Chonkin just hanging out. Nice.
One legend says that the pigs were first dropped off on the island by sailors who were going to come back later and have themselves a little barbecue. Yeah. But they never returned, so the pigs lived happily ever after. And then another legend is that they were on a ship that wrecked, and so they swam ashore. And then other people say that the pigs were just put there as a tourist attraction, which if that is the case, then it's working. So, there are approximately 20 pigs, and they just swim around and hang out on the beach, and locals feed them and tourists feed them, and you can hang out with them, and yeah, they like swim around the beach and stuff, which I've never seen a pig swim before.
Yeah.
They looked real cute.
I guess it makes sense that they would float because they're fat, you know, so yeah, but I can't imagine they're like dumb stumps just like
so cute. I also decided that now I know where I can drop Stu off if I ever get tired of him.
Aw.
Pig Island.
Poor hog. Poor little hog.
All right. That's enough of the cute stuff.
Okay.
Let's talk about haunted islands.
I thought today was going to be just like a cute episode, and I was like, oh, what a change of pace.
No. We're going to talk about some ghosts. So the Isle of Wight, which is in the UK, off the coast of ye olde England. Okay, first of all, one of their largest exports is garlic, so the Isle of Wight is home to the Isle of Wight Garlic Festival, and I want to go.
I also would enjoy that, actually. I love garlic. I put garlic in
everything.
Maybe everything, actually, yeah.
It's also home of the world's oldest amusement park, which was built during Victorian times, and it's home to the world's first radio that was invented there by Marconi in 1896.
So not to be that guy that, like, in every episode of his podcast brings up Scooby-Doo Zombie Island, but, like, you know how in Scooby-Doo Zombie Island they have, like, the specific, like, hot peppers, and that's...
Yes!
Yeah, so do you think it's, like, the same thing, and that maybe there's some kind of, like, cat zombies or something hanging out?
Oh, I want to go. 100%.
Because they go to the island because there's a festival for the peppers. We are literally going to be in Scooby-Doo and Zombie Island by going to this garlic festival.
Yep.
This is so cool.
Yep.
Let's do it. What's the name of this island? I'm looking up flights right now.
The Isle of Wight.
The Isle of Light. That's also...
White.
Oh, that makes more sense.
But like W-I-G-H-T.
Oh, it's in England.
I just said that.
Crikey. I ignore everything you say on principle. Fine.
Yeah, because they also earn the title of the most haunted island in the world.
I'm so much less interested now.
But that's what would make it literally...
Zombie Island, fuck yeah.
Like, get your shit together, come
Never
on.
Mind, back in. It's a 10-hour flight? What?
Yep.
And I would have to fly from... You have to fly to London or Bristol and then go from there.
Well, Bristol would be way easier. London's so stressful.
London's so much closer, though. I want to go in the beginning of June. Don't be $1,000. Don't be $1,000. Oh, actually, never mind. It costs the same, I guess. So yeah, $1,000 round trip. It's not that bad.
That sounds right.
If you want to contribute to my Scooby-Doo Zombie Island fantasy where I go to an island of garlic and...
Find some ghosts.
Yeah, find some ghosts. One of them's a captain. And he's nice, and you don't think he is, but he is. And there's some, like, strangely attractive cat people, but they're evil. So, like, you gotta say, get off my space. You're evil. And you wanted to fight the captain.
I bet there's zero vampires on this island also.
I mean, yeah, but what could there be? You know?
Well, vampires are the only things that don't like garlic. So, literally anything else.
I don't know. What kind of monster would you... What kind of crypt... Are vampires cryptids?
No.
What kind of monster would you want to be on an island of garlic? Or would you... What that would fit that you would want there?
Oscar the Grouch.
What? Trash can people?
Yes.
So you just want, like, an Alabama summer? Just, like...
Just get all that hot garlic smell.
That's gross.
That's all I got.
Welcome to Tangent Cast. Did I ever tell you about the girl my uncle dated?
This episode is brought to you by the letter T.
Yes. her name was Tequila Summers.
Oh.
Her God-given name was Tequila Summers. She's a fucking lawyer. Let me tell you. Yeah. Crazy.
That's interesting.
She was cool. She made me uncomfortable because she was pretty and I was 12, but, you know, that was... She was cool.
I never had one of those issues.
You were never 12?
I mean, I was 12. But didn't you say she was your cousin?
No. She dated my uncle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, my uncle...
Yeah, I still never had that problem.
Yeah. You don't have uncles?
I didn't when I was a kid. Not ones that
what?
I... Not ones that I knew.
What kind of weird...
My dad My dad had a sister, and my...
She died in a shipwreck.
No, she did die, though.
Oh, well... Not a shipwreck.
Why do I sound like an asshole?
Yeah. Got me.
And then my mom has a brother and a sister, but they both lived over here.
Oh, okay.
So I grew up not knowing them. Mm-hmm. So, like, I know my uncle now, but I didn't. I had people who I also called my uncle that were, like, my mom's friends.
Yeah.
But,
You came to the United States, and you're then, like, this is your uncle, and this is his girlfriend, Bourbon Winter.
Nope.
Yeah?
My uncle came to visit. We took him to London, me and my dad did. But he also was married to the same person since he was 18, until she died, like, 5 years ago.
What was that age difference? She like 40-something? 50-something?
No.
They're 30-something?
They went to high school together.
No, how old were they, though? Or are they currently?
Oh,
or, like, would she be?
My uncle is in his, like, mid-70s. So.
Whoa.
Yeah. Damn. They were married for... I think they... not quite 60 years. I can't remember.
Damn!
Yeah.
That's crazy.
My grandma was real salty at my granddad's funeral. She just said... 3 more months and I would have gotten my card from the Queen for our 50th anniversary.
Yikes.
Because the Queen sends you anniversary cards if you make it to 50 years.
Oh, that's really cool.
But my granddad died 3 months before they would have had their 50th anniversary.
Are they, like, signed or are they, like, stamped?
I assume she, like, probably writes them in batches.
But or something. That's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, so, Zombie Island.
Garlicky Island.
In 1737... Michael Morey was hanged for killing his grandson in cold blood, but it said that his corpse was brought back and left by this pub called the Hare and Hounds to decay, just kind of out of spite. Mm-hmm. And so it said that his restless spirit roams the area with an axe. I don't understand the story whatsoever.
Me either.
Like, there's no...
It's just cool.
Yeah, there's no, like, rhyme or reason. Why does he roam the area with an axe? Is that how he killed his grandson?
Maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah. But also, that's a, like, kind of fucked up way to kill somebody. Yeah. Like, granted, like, killing people's bad. Like, don't kill people 2020. But, like, could you imagine you're just in... It's like the Marvin Gaye thing, bringing it back. Do you think they just had a collection of axes because they were paranoid? And then his grandson was like, oh, take this axe.
I got this for you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And grandpa was like, gotcha.
Got it.
Yep.
So then, let's see. There's also... The most famous ghost story on the island is that of Knighton Gorge's Curse, which is a manor house, or was a manor house, once the finest on the island. Mm. And it was originally owned by one of the four knights who was responsible for the murder of Thomas Becket, like, back in the 1100s.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was destroyed by its... In 1821, it was destroyed by its then-owner as an act of spite. Because he didn't like the guy that his daughter was marrying. Mm-hmm. I think he was a member of the clergy. Like, maybe he was a Protestant and the guy wanted him to be Catholic or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he just didn't like him. So the guy burned that house down so that they couldn't inherit it.
That's fucked. That's like, real petty.
Here's a manor house that's existed for, like, 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to destroy it because I don't want you to have it.
Exactly. You're tacky and I'm going to burn this house so you can't have it.
But apparently the gateposts are still there. So some people say they've seen the gargoyles that used to be, like, decorating the house. Some people say that they've seen them appear on the gateposts.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the guys who owned it was an MP before it was destroyed, Tristram Dillington. And he committed suicide. And it's said that he rides his horse around on his death day anniversary because his valet, who was trying to cover up the fact that he committed suicide, which probably because it was the 1700s and that was a big no-no.
Mm-hmm.
So his valet puts his body on a horse and just, like, made it ride into the lake.
Well, all right, then.
To cover up the fact that he committed suicide. Yeah. And then the manor itself is said to reappear on New Year's Eve every year. So a bunch of people go to visit on New Year's Eve to see if they can see it.
It's so romantic.
Right? Which reminds me of H.P. Lovecraft's first... it's known, typically commonly known as one of his first published stories. He had a couple that he wrote before that, but he wrote a story called The Tomb when he was, like, 16. And it's about a guy. He finds this crypt in the cemetery, and he is, like, really compelled to, like, break into it. And he finds this key up in a box in his parents' house. And he, like, sleeps in the crypt and stuff. And then he has this dream one night about this big party and then the house burning down. But he, like, has all the... I like it. I don't know.
I just called my boss on accident, so just ignore that.
Good job.
Thank you.
The premise of the story is ultimately that he used to own the house when it burned down, and now he's, like, that was his past life.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but it's a good story.
I mean, I probably won't read it, but I'll read excerpts of it and have you fill in the gaps.
It's really short.
Oh, sweet. I might read it then. Never mind.
It's, like, 5 pages, yeah.
I'm still iffy.
Okay.
That's pretty short. Real short, like 4 paragraphs.
Oh my god. Okay. Then there's St. Catherine's Lighthouse. Stories include ghosts of animals, vanishing items, mysterious footsteps, and the ghosts of the three keepers who were killed there in an air raid during World War II. That's really sad.
Yeah, that's big sad.
But it said that, like, they still patrol the lighthouse and, like, do their job, ultimately.
Are they happy?
I don't know. If I got killed and I just kept doing my job, I'd probably be pretty bummed out.
You probably, like, you just...
this is it for eternity?
When, let's say you died
on Friday. I don't get to go on vacation or anything. Every fulfill my Friday dreams of noon. Becoming an archaeologist.
No. You can... Georgia appears at her old desk, making calls, crying in the bathroom, ignoring her responsibilities.
Yep, that sounds right.
Mm-hmm. You haven't cried at work in a while.
Yep, it's been a while.
Yeah,
that's good, right?
Yeah.
I almost cried this morning because I read an article about a pregnant orangutan who was clinging onto this one last tree while the whole environment was being destroyed by the palm oil industry, and it was, like, the last tree, and they were trying to cut it down, and the plantation owner called, like, wildlife rescuers to come and save the orangutan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and when they went to rescue her, they found another orangutan who had just given birth. And the baby was, like, really scared, and they were both starving. And then another orangutan who was lactating, but they didn't have a baby, so they think that the workers, like, either scared it away, killed it, or, like, took it to be raised as a pet.
Fuck, dude. That's
crazy. It was really sad. But they rescued all of those four orangutans. So probably not, because they're all women or female, but...
It's a big old lesbian orangutan family, man.
I mean, maybe if the one that had just given birth wasn't healthy enough to lactate, the other one can help out. I don't know.
Like throw her a mango or something, you know?
So, that was really sad. And the palm oil industry is bad. Read your labels. I should also read my labels more carefully.
I don't know what palm oil is.
It's in, like, pretty much almost everything.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad for the environment.
Reduce consumption. Buy your jorts at Goodwill.
Yep.
Make your own jorts.
Make your own soap.
Make your own... I need to do that.
I don't know. Yeah. Then there's the Ventnor. I don't know. I would say this Ventnor because I'm British, but I think people over here would say Ventnor.
Show me how to spell it. Or spell it to me or show me.
V-E-N-T-N-O-R. Ventnor.
I guess Ventnor would be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird word.
Which it used to be. So it's now a botanical garden. It used to be a royal hospital for chest diseases. And their gardens now sit where the hospital once was, but it was demolished in 1969. Thousands of people died there from tuberculosis, which we've talked about in a previous episode. I'm not going to tell you which one because I can't remember. It was so long ago.
Yeah. It was like 30 episodes ago. Like, look at us.
It was like 20 episodes. It was like 10 episodes ago. Let's be real. It was Christmas time.
Oh, man. Oh,
who knows?
We're dying.
Did you bring stickers?
Fuck. We have stickers now.
Save that for later.
Okay. I got spaghetti, but no stickers, so.
Fucking shit, dude.
BYOS stands for bring your own spaghetti, not bring your own stickers.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Priorities.
So there are still remnants of the hospital in some places, which include a refuse tunnel that leads from the gardens to the edge of the cliff, because it's a pretty small island. And sickly-looking patients are seen wandering around the gardens. Disembodied moaning and groaning has been heard, as well as coughing fits and crying, and medical smells have been reported from that waste tunnel.
Medical smells?
And, yeah. There are dozens of other haunted sites all over the island, but it's like there were so many I literally couldn't write them all down.
Whoa.
So pretty much every building or area of the island is haunted by something.
Why would you go there? I changed my mind. This sounds horrible.
Because Zombie Island and garlic festivals.
Do you think that island is just full of people like me that are, like, ignoring all the hauntings because they're like, I want that fresh garlic?
There's literally a disembodied head, like, right here, and you're just like, it's just a volleyball.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck off.
Suspended disbelief.
Then we're going to talk about Daxa Island, which is in Croatia, just off the coast by Dubrovnik. So after World War II, all these freedom fighters set upon Dubrovnik, and they rounded up all these people, like 300 people, including the mayor and some priests that they suspected of being Nazi collaborators. But there was no trial or anything, which is the sad part, because they literally had no proof that any of their suspicions were true. So on October 24th, 1944, 53 of them were rowed out to the island of Daxa and executed, and their bodies were just left like exactly where they fell.
Oh, that's real sad.
Yeah. And the citizens of Dubrovnik were warned not to go looking for friends or family, or something similar would happen to them. So people stopped going to the island. But then in 2009, I think someone was just out there exploring and they found like three skeletons. And so they reported that, and forensic scientists decided to go in and recover the remains, and they, like, buried them all.
That's a kind of gruesome happy ending.
But yeah, still, they're, like, buried in kind of a mass grave type thing, and then there's, like, memorials for... They found the remains of 53 males in two separate locations, and they found, like, rosary beads and crosses, suggesting that some of them were Catholic priests. And they used DNA to identify 18 of the bodies. So there's like plaques for everyone who they identified. And then I think the freedom fighters also like released a list of 35 names of the people that they executed. And I think that they put plaques for those people too. But there's just like a big memorial area with like a big cross and then like all these plaques everywhere. Like the island is still abandoned because locals are still really superstitious about it. And I read this article by like a traveler basically who was like, oh, I'm sure I can just wave some money around when I get there and someone will take me. And it took him like 3 days to find someone would be willing to take him. And even that guy just was like, I'll drop you off. I'll pick you back up here in an hour, but I'm not going to stay here. So, like, there's no confirmations of there being any ghosts or anything, but that story in itself is kind of a ghost story.
How
because
big
politics.
Was the island?
It's really small.
When you say really small?
Like, I don't know, the person who wrote the article I read, like, explored it in a day.
Okay.
So.
Because when they, if they were getting picked up in an hour, that makes me think that it's like two football fields, but like rounded.
It, there was like a monastery on it at one point. They filmed some of Game of Thrones there, actually.
What?
Nice. Yeah. I couldn't tell you what, but.
Yeah. Was the game filmed there or was the throne
I'm
filmed
gonna say
there?
The game.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
It's important.
Some of that game bullshit that happens. Yeah. So, okay. Now we're going to Mexico. Get your sombrero.
Done.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Island of the Dolls. This one's been on, like, Ghost Adventures and Destination Truth and shit like that. The island is located within a chinampa near Mexico City. Do you know what a chinampa is?
I have no idea what that is. Is that that thing that sucks the blood out of animals?
No, that's a chupacabra.
All right, sweet.
The scariest thing ever. No, chinampas were, like, man-made islands built by the Aztecs to farm on, basically.
How did they build islands back then? They just throw a bunch of rocks?
Kind of dirt, yeah. They just, like, built up patches of dirt. And then they had canals, because water was really hard to come by, so they made their own canals.
Oh, and they just took the removed dirt
and
then,
made little
like,
islands. Okay, and that's cool. So that was, like, their farming system and also their irrigation system.
Cool.
So, I didn't explain that very well, but it's really cool how they did it. I learned about it in my Mesoamerican architecture or archaeology class.
Not specific at all. What a general, normal class to take.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite classes. Anyway, so the island is near Mexico City, and this legend says that in the 50s, a girl drowned and her body washed up on the island. There we go. I'm
impressive.
Okay. To be found by his caretaker, and he was apparently haunted or changed by the discovery. And then he also found a doll floating nearby, so he was like, maybe it's her doll. So he hung it up on a tree as like a sign of respect, kind of memorial mm-hmm. thing. And then he decided, apparently, that he heard the doll whispering to him all the time about creepy stuff. So he got scared and then started hanging up a bunch of dolls, which is like the opposite,
I think. Does that make sense?
If one doll is whispering to me, I'd be like, nope, no more dolls.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay the fuck away from me,
dolls. Maybe get rid of the one doll.
But nope, he just started collecting all these dolls. Some of them don't have arms. Some of them don't have heads. Some of them are only heads. Like, all these dolls and doll parts are just hung up all over the island. And he hung as many as he could for about 50 years until he died in 2001, supposedly found drowned in the same spot that the girl was.
Fuck.
So, no one really knows if that's true or not, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But now it's a popular tourist destination, and visitors will bring more dolls to pay their respects. Yeah, they're like offerings to the little girl.
This is fucked up.
And some people say the dolls move and that they whisper to each other and all kinds of stuff.
Burn that island down.
And the locals say it's charmed, not haunted.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
It's haunted, but in a cute way? Like, yeah. Is that what that means?
I guess.
I don't like that.
It's charmed by the spirit of the little girl and all her dolls that she had to play with in the afterlife.
Children ghosts? Whack.
I don't like it.
Dolls that talk? Whack. I am not a fan of any of this, really.
Alright, moving on. Our final topic is cursed destinations. We already talked about Pavelia for an entire episode, but we haven't talked about Iola La Gaiola. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Is that how John Travolta pronounced Idina Menzel's name? Which probably. I also might have just mispronounced.
Who knows? And it's supposedly cursed. It's off the coast of Naples. Not nipples. It supposedly all began in the 1800s when a hermit known as the Wizard, coolest job ever.
Yeah, cool name. Yeah.
He lived on the island, but then one day he just straight up disappeared and no one knows why, because he didn't talk to people. So they just assumed he, like, went off and died somewhere.
Or he was just like...
He's a wizard. He could have just literally been like, haha, I finally perfected my vanishing act.
Or he's like, I think I want to buy pants. And just left to go buy pants. And got lost. And he's like, society's dope.
He became Gollum and found a ring that made him invisible. And he's still on the island, but he's dead, but he's still wearing the ring.
So you're saying there's a skeleton just yakety-saxing around with a ring?
No, he's just dead. It's not doing anything.
Okay.
He's just sitting there.
Yeah, he's just like somewhere. It's like laying on a bench. Just like, oh, yep. I'm dead.
Then a guy named Luigi lived there, and he built a giant villa that's still there, but then he lost all his money, so that sucks. And then in the 19-teens, Captain Jasper Albenga, I don't know, that's how I'm saying his name, because I said so. He was sailing around the island, thinking about buying it, and then his ship just crashed into it and he drowned.
So you're saying Luigi's mansion caused Luigi to lose his money, and now there's a ghost?
Probably.
In and or around Luigi's mansion?
Yep.
Nintendo, get your shit together, I'm on to you. Alright, you're not cute.
Then a Swiss guy named Hans Braun bought the island, but he was murdered and his body was found wrapped up in his own rug. Mm. And then his widow drowned shortly after off Whack. The island.
Like, she threw herself off
I would the assume island. So. It didn't say, but like, that's what I'm going with. That was my immediate thought.
Or she just was like having too much fun because she's like, yes, my dumb named husband's dead. And she slipped on a banana peel and pulled a who dies in the pool? It's Gatsby, right? Gatsby dies in the pool? Mm-hmm. Yeah, pulled a Gatsby.
Yeah.
Throwing a rager, dies, green light.
True.
Oh, everything is a metaphor.
Yep.
Yep.
Then the next owner had a heart attack, and the one after that committed suicide in a mental hospital. Hmm. And then at one point it was owned by the head of Fiat, who made, like, he's the one who made Fiat into, like, the big company that it is now. Hmm. And his family was struck by a series of unfortunate events. His son's body was found under a bridge, apparently after committing suicide, and then his nephew died of a rare form of cancer when he was, like, in his 20s. Then, John Paul Getty, who's apparently a billionaire tycoon that people who aren't me know about.
Yeah, I also don't know about him, but I'm too poor to know about rich people.
His grandson was kidnapped in 1973 by some mafia, and they sent his severed ear in the post to get a $3 million ransom. And I think after that, people just gave up trying to own it.
That makes sense, yeah.
And now it's, like, a protected marine area in the region of Campania.
Mm, cool, save the dolphins, yo. Yeah, that sounds good. I think I also might have heard about that story, the Paul Gigetti.
Yeah, I don't know.
The David Guetta story. But I also might be thinking of there's a rich family where someone got I think it's Coors, where someone got, like, abducted. And they were like, we need you to send the ransom, but they think the person was dead already. Is that Coors?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There is a beer family in St. Louis that's not Coors that had a bunch of weird stuff happen. Like, and they have a super haunted house that I think is a hotel now.
I think, actually, it might have been Anheuser. Like, yeah. Anheuser-Busch. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Never mind. It was in St. Louis.
Yeah. We figured it out, guys.
I listened to an episode of, and that's why we drank about that, which is why I know about that. So, like, one of my top five fave podcasts. Okay, and the last one we're going to talk about is Palmyra Island in the North Pacific, which is also cursed. It's your typical white sandy beaches. No people live there. People stop and visit, but everyone thinks it's cursed. It was first recorded in 1798 by some guy who was just sailing past on his way somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And then in 1802, it was like, surprise, and a ship wrecked into it. Mm-hmm. And then in 1816, it was like, surprise, and then a ship wrecked into it. That one had Incan treasure on board.
Whoa!
And survivors decided to bury it and try to escape on little rafts that they made, but only one of the rafts was picked up by a whaling ship, and there was only one survivor left on it, and he had ended up developing pneumonia.
So you're saying there's buried Incan treasure
theoretically on this?
I'm one of those people now. Oh man, I hate that. Like, a year ago, I would have been like, that's dumb as fuck. People are gonna go get that treasure. I wouldn't want to do that. And now I'm like, I have nothing to lose.
Let's go.
I can do this.
There's a guy, I watched an episode of Expedition Unknown about this.
Okay, same thing.
So, this is on Hulu. You should watch this episode and go find some treasure. So, this guy got cancer, and he was given, like, a year to live or whatever, and he was really rich. He's still alive, I think. He was alive when this episode was recorded, anyway. The episode of Expedition Unknown, not our episode.
Okay.
And he wrote some clues that led people to where he buried his treasure. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm dying, people enjoy my money, like, whatever, here you go. If you can find it, it's yours. Because he wanted to encourage people to get out away from the TV and go enjoy nature and, like, have adventures and be outside. So then he ended up not dying. He got cured of his cancer.
And nice.
So he's still just like Josh Gates went and interviewed him, and, you know, he went with, like, different people who thought they knew where. People think that it's in, like, seven different places, though. Like, some people think it's in Colorado, and other people think it's in Arizona, and some people think it's in Utah, and, like, all over the place.
No, Dano, Joe's girlfriend, was telling me about that, except Joe told me, but couldn't remember any details, and just got me super excited to, like, boxcar children my way around the country.
Yeah. It's this guy's, like, he wrote riddles.
Yeah.
And it's, like, where it's like the river does this and the where this thing happens, but that can be interpreted different ways. Like, it mm-hmm. could be something to do with the color of the soil or something to do with the type of fish that live in the river, like mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff like that. Anyway, yeah,
that's something I would want to do. Like, there aren't many things that make me want to, like, travel the country in a van and just like vibe. Finding fucking treasure, because there's like one of three things that can happen. One, I find the treasure on the second day.
Yeah.
And I just, like, dab my way into a mansion, you know?
Yep.
But I don't want a mansion. That's ridiculous. No one should have mansions. Second thing, I don't find the treasure. The real treasure was inside of me all along.
It was the journey.
Yeah, it was a journey. It's the friends we made along the way. The third, I go crazy, but, like, whatever. I'm still, like, staying off the grid. I'm just vibing. Mm-hmm. That's it. Only three options.
Yep.
Me and Diamond.
I'll have to, I'll see if I can figure out what episode that was, and I'll send it to you. It's on Hulu. Please. It's on Hulu, so you can watch it.
You should send me the, like, season and episode, or I will not remember.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I will. It's also Josh Gates, who's, like, 6'5", like, large dude, and at one point, he's in this, like, family SUV with an entire family who's singing, like, grown-up versions of The Wheels on the Bus,
yeah.
And he's, like, sitting in the back with, like, three teenage girls, and he's, like, way too big for this car, and he's just like, oh my god, please fucking kill me. It's great. It's very entertaining. He's, like, my number one celebrity crush, and he's not even, like, Brad Pitt or something.
He's just a cool, tall guy.
Yep. He has degrees in archaeology and entertainment. He is my dream guy.
What? Yep. You can get a degree in entertainment?
Like, I don't know. I mean, he went to, like, his degree's not in entertainment, but he went to school for whatever you need to do to be a television host.
I know. Get a degree in good looking? Get a degree in what's cooking so people know, good looking. That's it.
I'm gonna show you a picture of him. He's my dreamboat. Don't tell my boyfriend who's gonna listen to this, who's outside the door.
This dude's got his ear to the keyhole.
God damn it, Georgia.
Talking about that fucking tall guy.
Talking about Josh Gates.
Georgia wakes up in the middle of the night sometimes, and Stu hears her, Josh Gates, I don't want anchovies on my pizza, but I'll split the pizza with you still. And he's like, the fucking pizza dream again.
Look at it. He's just so adorable. He's got like an Indiana Jones kind of 2020 Indiana Jones thing going on.
He does look like Indiana Jones, actually.
That's the hat, weird. Let's be real.
It's the hat, yeah, 100%.
Anyway, so back to this fucking island. Maybe there's ink and treasure there, sure. Then, so that was 1816. In 1870, the island caused another shipwreck, but then the brutally murdered bodies of any survivors were found strewn around the island when another ship came to investigate.
Lord of the Flies style?
What happened to the first ship.
Whoa.
Then, guess what happened during World War II?
A fucking boat crash, probably.
Nope. A patrol plane literally just dropped out of the sky while it was flying over the island and then completely disappeared without a trace.
Whoa. There's some cool stuff happening in here.
Yeah.
I don't know. There is... I'm feeling God in this Chili's, you know?
I like this island. Then another plane disappeared from the radar as soon as it flew off course and it... as soon as it left, there were people stationed there during World War II. They used it as, like, a stop, you know?
Why are you doing the dolphin thing with your arm?
Like, because yeah. The plane had to come down and then take back off.
Okay, sure.
Like, they used it as a little stop across the Pacific. Yeah, the plane took off, and then it was just never... It just disappeared from radar, and everything was never seen again. And then all the sailors who were stationed there were depressed, and fights always broke out, and they murdered each other, and then there were also some suspicious suicides. But then the crazy story happens.
None of this has been crazy so far. Nope. This is just a normal whatever. Okay.
So in 1974, Malcolm and Eleanor Graham, a happily married couple, mm-hmm. were traveling the world in their boat, and they decided they want to stop on the island for a while before continuing on. But after a few months, their friends or family hadn't heard anything from them, so they kind of got worried and they reported them missing. Mm-hmm. And investigators went to check out the island, but it was completely deserted. So then, a few months later, their boat sailed into Honolulu, mm-hmm. but it had a different couple on it. So that couple was arrested and charged with theft.
Yeah.
And then 6 years later, another couple was visiting the island. Honestly, at this point, like, just stop going there.
Yeah, exactly.
Says Sandra, he wants to go there.
Yeah.
They were exploring the island, looking through the jungle, and they found this little, like, derelict building, presumably built by the first couple. Mm-hmm. And inside there are tons of newspaper clippings about the Grahams' disappearance. And then a few days later, they were just walking along the beach having a nice stroll, and they came across this big metal container which had been wrapped up in wire. And so they opened it and they found a woman's skeleton and, like, some jewelry and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That identified, like, the jewelry identified it as the wife, Lady Eleanor. Graham. Yeah. And it looked like she'd been beaten to death, but Malcolm's body was never found. Turns out, the guy that sailed to Hawaii in their boat...
No!
His name was Dwayne. He got charged with their murder, and he tried to say that it was self-defense because Malcolm found out that his wife was having an affair with him, but he was found guilty of murdering both of them anyway. Honestly, he had to have done it. I don't think a couple who is super happy and sails around the world together for literally years...
Yeah. All of a sudden is just like, what if we throw some spice? Some dangerous spice?
Yeah.
No, I thought you were going to say, that the couple that was arrested, the husband, was Eleanor's husband.
Oh, no.
And that he murdered her, found a new wife, stole the boat, but it was his own boat with the new wife. That'd be insane. That'd be bananas.
That would have been even crazier.
Yeah, that would have been B-A-N-A-N-A-S, dude. Like, 100%. Terrifying.
Yep.
But no, this is still fucked up. What? Wait, so how did they
meet? Because when I don't know, because when I first read the story... I was like, oh, that sucks, because I didn't get to the end yet. And I was like, oh, that sucks, that guy just got arrested for theft. Maybe he just fucking found the boat floating. Who knows?
Honestly, yeah, if I just found a boat and, like, I checked around and no one was there, I'd be like...
on a deserted island?
Yeah,
like whatever.
Free boat, dude. Yeah. Like, I don't know. If I see a pizza and no one's around it, I'm like, oh, free pizza, dude. Like, I'm just gonna take it.
So I was reading, like, I first read the story, and I was like, oh, that really sucks for that guy. And then I got to the end, and I was like... Oh, nope, never mind.
Yep.
You suck, guy.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's Palmyra Island.
Yeah, I don't... So, if I went to that island, you know, for none of these people went for treasure. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
They thought they had the treasure, and it was inside of them the whole time.
Well, make it a podcast trip. You go look for the treasure, and I'm gonna look for the dude's body.
Sweet. Let's
do it.
That's
my treasure.
Cool. I think that should be fine. Okay. And we, like, know what's happening... Everyone else has either been like, this is an innocent island, or they've been like, this is that murder island, let's go explore. No, I'm going for business.
Yep.
We are both going for separate businesses.
We're going for a purpose.
We're wearing suits. Okay. Do you want to wear a pantsuit, or do you want to wear a dress suit?
I want to wear a Bermuda short suit.
I want to wear a pencil skirt, like, power suit. Okay. I want to look like...
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I want to look like Hillary Clinton. I want to look like a space lesbian. Or space librarian, that's
awesome.
It.
Let's do it. Okay.
All right, catch us in 2021 looking like powerful, ethereal women.
Yes.
Searching this island for treasure and bodies.
You should comment on whatever we post about this episode, which island you would spring break on.
Yeah. Or if there's another island, like Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
But, like, the one from the TV show, not the new movie.
Poop Sex Island?
Is that a thing?
That was your story.
Was it? Oh, yeah, poop never sex. Mind. Yeah, like, McAfee Island. I forgot already. I was like, there's just an island named Poop Sex Island. That's crazy.
I named it Poop Sex Island.
I just dropped something in my...
That's good.
What is it?
Oh, it's a lighter. It's fine.
Oh, sweet. How does it light?
Oh my god, you have to push...
Oh!
You know, it's...
I thought...
It's very child safety.
It really is.
Yeah, for people like you. It's for lighting candles.
Hey guys, this is now a romantic podcast about romantic things. Velour. Things in increments of three. Rose petals.
Champagne.
Shampoo.
I'm trying to think of how that Bruno Mars song goes.
What song? That's what I like.
Yeah, that one.
I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico.
Yep.
Say the word and we go.
I was trying to think of the chorus.
You can be my freak out. I never make a promise that I can't keep.
This is now a Bruno Mars podcast.
This is now a Bruno Mars appreciation podcast. Broadcast from the Bruno. Or Bruno from the Belfry.
Let's get some Bruno up in here.
Please, if anyone has a personal connection to Bruno Mars, tell him I have some questions.
Bruno from the Belfry, episode 1. How tall are you?
I'm pretty sure he's like 5 foot even.
Yep.
Bruno Mars is so small. Did I tell you about the cup situation at Panera? We haven't talked about Panera in a while. Okay, so everyone get ready for the tea. And by the tea, I mean the thing that pissed me off for 2 days.
I didn't know that this was a thing that people said until like 2 months ago.
Tea?
Like spilling the tea.
It's because of the Kermit meme where he's like drinking. Yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Cool. So there, our manager, our regional manager was on a tirade, came in and was pissed because his tiny jeans were too small or something. I
just noticed that you undid your hair.
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to redo it like tomorrow.
Okay.
And I need a haircut. Anyway, so he was like, you do this dumb thing, and you do this dumb thing, you, and we have those, I'm going to try to vividly describe this for those of you at home, just everyone but me, that's it, George is at home, just everyone but me. So, I don't know if people that haven't worked in service know. So, there's a vertical, there's three circles, right, and they're stacked vertically. And you put a stack of cups inside of it, mm-hmm. and you pull them out one at a time? Yeah.
Yep.
So he was like, I want all the cups, instead of on the counter, where they're accessible, it's food safe, all that shit, I want you to put them in these holes. And initially, the guy that he told to do was like, okay, whatever. But the holes start at 4 inches above the ground, and they end 2 feet above the ground. I literally cannot reach them. I have to completely double over to reach the top layer of cups. And I'm like,
that's also dude, in like the mop splash zone.
It is, exactly. Yeah, ooh. It's so much. And people, like, if you drop shit, it'll get on the cups.
Yep.
You know, people are going to bump them with their legs, so they're going to like break and you have to like throw them away. Mm-hmm. It's very unsafe.
I worked at Subway when I was 15, we had those and they were just a giant pain. They're also really hard to refill. Like, if you have a sleeve of cups
exactly.
and like
yeah.
push them in.
It's stupid.
We had them at Radina's, but we never at the Hill, but we never really used them that much. We just put the cups on the counters because they're stupid.
Exactly. They're dumb. I hate you and your tiny pants guy I'm talking to. Subtweets. what islands are we talking? Oh, islands.
That was it. That was all the ones I got.
The only island I can think of is Zombie Island, because I have a problem.
I didn't look at islands in pop culture. Shutter Island?
Shutter Island, Zombie Island, Fantasy Island, Scary Fantasy Island.
The island in Survivor?
The island from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah, Gilligan's Island.
That's a good one.
Yep.
The island in Pirates of the Caribbean where Jack Sparrow has all of his rum, you know?
Is that not in the Caribbean?
I mean, yeah.
But I say like the Caribbean, but when I say Pirates of the Caribbean, I say Caribbean.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's weird.
I think it's just the flow.
I think it is. But yeah, that's like specific island though, because there was like one, like an Uncharted one. And then the other island where there's the gold, you know, and the guy walks into the sun, into the moonlight, and he doesn't have skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. Those are the only eight. Oh, the island that in Lilo and Stitch, when there's the one experiment that makes lava and the one experiment that like shoots water, and they make an island together. That island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very very niche.
I mean, Britain itself is an island.
That's true.
And it's got a lot of ghosts on it.
That's true.
That's cool. And there's a lot of murders on it. There's a lot of weird people on it.
That's true. Yeah. Some of those weird people come to the U.S.
Yep.
Yep.
I know my cat's been on the bed this whole time, but I'm really paranoid that I smell cat poop, even though I clean the litter box.
It's you. It's me. Do I smell like cat poop?
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I think that's all the islands.
Yeah, I'm hungry. Okay. I want to go to an island that's food.
I think that happens. No, that happens in, what's that movie where food comes from?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. That's like the third time we referenced that movie on this podcast.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah.
Avocado!
Avocado! All right, thank you for listening to Broadcast from the Belfry, which is this podcast. I don't normally say that like that. Thanks for listening, guys. If you liked or hated what you heard, please leave us a like or a dislike. You can do that anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including iTunes. We're on there now. Also, if you want to contact us.
We've always been on iTunes.
Yeah, but I didn't know.
Okay.
You can contact us. We are available on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find us on those places by searching Broadcast from the Belfry. You can also just go to linktr.ee/btfb. All of our socials and contacts and stuff are available there. Thank you to Marshall for making our music. I remembered your name and I love you.
Good job.
Thank you to the Phantom of the Opera for reminding us what love is and for reigniting our passion for stage music. What am I forgetting to say? There's something like important in this chunk of stuff. Oh, we stickers. Got stickies. Yeah, we have stickers now. Georgia did not brief me, so I'm gonna wing this shit. If you would like a sticky, we're gonna post a link to it. $2, get your first wave BTFB limited edition sticker. We'll make a post about it and we'll figure out how you contact us or whatever. Okay. I don't know. We're also doing our second wave of shirts soon.
Yep.
If you want the BTFB shirt, you know, with the belfry in the background.
Yep.
We'll have new colors maybe.
I don't know what they're gonna be because we haven't decided on one.
You can do jazz purple or forest green.
That's like a fucking emerald Christmas ass green.
Okay, fine. If you want a Grinch green shirt or jazz purple or maybe like midnight maroon. We'll have those.
You're really bad at color names.
I am, yeah. I think that was it.
Yep. Also, thanks to my cat for being so fucking adorable and sitting where I can see her this whole time and just looking adorable.
She's been just, like, calmly taking a bath for a full hour, but not, like, agitating her skin, and she didn't poop today. Or she's probably pooped, like, sometime today, but not during our recording time. Yeah,
and not since I cleaned the litter box before we recorded.
Yeah. Remember BYOS? Bring your own spaghetti. Do not bring your own stickers. And what do we say to the kind people who listen to me talk about my uncle's ex-girlfriend, Tequila Summers, for like 5 minutes?
Keep calm. Bring a towel. That's a reference. If you get it, you're cool. And stay spooky.
Spaghetti sluts.
Sluts. Hey, Dylan. I'm on you.